India adds more than 10 million new mobile phone connections every month. The lucrative business has attracted domestic and international companies to the Indian market. But at the same time as more companies have entered the market, the booming sector has been hit by a tariff war. Call rates, already among the lowest in the world, have been driven down further by companies wanting to attract new phone subscribers. The intense tariff war was triggered when telecommunications company Tata Docomo introduced an innovative offer to lower rate charges by billing customers on a per-second basis for calls instead of on a per-minute basis. Since then, several other operators have offered price cuts, offering rates as low as a fraction of a US cent per second. But the lower call charges have resulted in falling revenues and lower profits in the sector. Rajat Mukherjee, a senior official at a leading telecom company, Idea Cellular Limited, says the downward spiral in phone tariffs is a cause for concern.
But I think at these prices, they may not be sustainable for the long term because they are already approaching cost, if not below cost.
India's top mobile phone operators have already reported a significant decline in profits. The price war comes as companies try to grab a larger share of the telecommunications market, which still has huge room for growth. India has approximately 500 million phone users, but that only adds up to one half of the country's 1 billion plus population. Mukherjee of Idea Cellular says, although urban markets are saturated, smaller towns and rural areas offer good growth opportunities.
In some of the smaller towns, the tele-density is as low as 12 to 15%, meaning thereby there is plenty of headroom for growth in these smaller towns, and that's where I think the second wave of the telecom revolution in India is going to be seen.
Analysts say competition to grab new subscribers is intensifying ahead of the entry of four new telecom operators in the coming months. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.